This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports. This is sports.
I'm ready.
Capital F. F.
People of Earth, welcome to Sports with a Capital F. I am Graham, and I am here with Griff. And today, we are celebrating, maybe lamenting, the fact that we've made 50 episodes of Sports with a Capital F. How about that, sir?
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
50. I've been here for every one of them.
He's been around. You've been an integral part of the process, whether asset or liability.
Hey, however you want to put it, we're here today.
We are. We made it.
I think we're a little better than we were when we started.
Absolutely.
Let you be the judge.
Yeah, no, absolutely. At the end of this podcast, you can just hang out after the music, and podcast number one will start.
And I'm kind of excited to hear it. I mean, you know.
Especially in direct contrast with the number 50. That's what I think is going to be fun about it.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
It was an interesting podcast, because our very first podcast, we recorded for 2 hours and ended up with a 7-minute podcast. So
you putting the whole 2 hours up?
No, God, no. No, 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 no. Episode one, the first episode of Sports with a Capital F. The podcast, the first podcast, however it came about. Other podcasts have been edited. No, God, no. Oh, no, no, no. No. Oh, no. Anyway. How do you feel about getting back to episode, or getting all the way to episode 50 without mentioning episode one?
It's been fun. Learned a lot about the podcasting business, man. We've traveled around and met all kinds of podcasters, and feel like we're ready to make our mark.
Yep, we're just getting started, folks, here with episode number 50. The golden episode. That's a really terrible... That's a terrible name for it, though.
Feels like the episode after 49.
It is. That's what it feels like to me. No, it's special. We just said it was special.
That's how the world works now.
Therefore.
That's how you became special.
It is. I just said it, and then it was.
Well, your mom said it.
Yeah, I don't know Yeah, she said I was special, but that was more like she was like kneeling down in a doctor's office. Like, well, honey, that's different. That's a different way to be told you were special.
As long as she didn't have to get you into school like Forrest Gump's mom did.
I know. What a weird part of that movie that no one ever really seems to bring up when you bring up that movie. Lots of really simple people, too, are like, that's my favorite movie of all time. And I'm always like, was that like when you watch the movie, is it like a traumatic event that happened to Forrest Gump, so you block it out too?
I don't know. It's super strange. We talked about, making a spinoff movie, kind of like you just go back through Forrest Gump and the scenes that you didn't see. And it's like his mom, you know, getting him into, various institutions.
Getting him into clubs. Alabama, getting him into the Army, getting him in to meet the presidents, all those presidents.
It was super weird.
Yeah,
it was weird. Especially when he started making that noise and that guy.
The guy came out and he did. Yeah, it's
your mama sure cares about your education.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have just left that part out. I feel like that was one of those scenes that should have made the cut. Maybe they forgot. Maybe it accidentally was in, and they were like, well, nobody said anything.
Right. Now, it's like if you go back to episode 47 of this podcast, for some reason, there's like a 5-second block of silence. But, you know, it happens. And I would have rather there was, you know, a 30-second black spot on the film than have been exposed to that at the age I was.
Right.
They're like, good for Forrest's mom, the hooker with the heart of gold.
Yep. She started the whole thing. He would have never got where he was going without her.
Nope. It's a good movie idea. It's something we'll probably have to copyright. It is 2017. So we'll be like, yeah, let's go make a reboot and explore Forrest's mom. That's what you call it. You can call it Exploring Forrest's Mom.
Yeah, we could do that.
We'll start a Kickstarter, and once we get enough money to keep doing the podcast, then we'll make a movie.
Yep.
Called Exploring Forest Mom.
You just let me know when that money starts rolling in.
I just need to make a note for Exploring Forest Mom. We're on that.
Maybe that's our big break, and we can stop doing this.
Yeah. Well, and that's just a that's just a working title. I'm open to suggestions. If you hear this, go to social media. Send us an email at capfsports@gmail.com. Leave a comment on capfsports.com. We're on Instagram now. We're really spending a lot of time doing things that aren't doing the podcast. So go appreciate those and tell us what you would call a movie about Forrest Gump's mom.
No, that's a good idea.
Yep. We'll bring them back in a week or so. But yeah, 50, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm pretty proud of us. It's one of the few things we've ever seen all the way through. I think we should probably mention, because we're on 50 episodes of the podcast, I think we should mention your website called Banjo Love. I think, you know, like as examples of previous times we tried to use the internet to gain notoriety. I'll let you just tell that.
Yeah, in all fairness, I think the ultimate end of BanjoLove.com would have been a lawsuit.
Probably, almost assuredly, it would,
or being murdered by a serial killer I discovered. But it was. I was living back home at the time, and I was having a little bit of shock, like going back, because I had, you know, always defended where I was from when I was in the military, when I was in the Air Force. I was like, you know, it's not as bad. Y'all talk shit about Alabama. And I went back and
bad.
I mean, for the most part, it's kind of true. But there was some stuff that was like, oh, shit, that's where all that comes from. Because, you know, when you're away from it a while, you see it. And there was this magazine called The Swapper. And it was, you know, where you, it was like a flea market magazine, if you will. But in the back of it, there were personal ads and they were hilarious. And I got this idea to run a personal ad. Ruby Mae Tucker, and like what she liked wrestling, she weighed, you know, it was
a good description though of it was good bait. It was good bait.
Right. Yeah. It was,
but it was also absurd though too, because it didn't seem like it would go anywhere.
Right. It was almost a joke in itself. Like I basically put it in there just to see it go in there and laugh. But then dude started responding and they were mailing into I had a P.O. box at the time, so, you know, they were sending it in. And the people that were writing the Ruby Bay Tucker were next level. There was this guy, I guess we'd have to put it up on the site for people to understand. Like, the guy wrote, like, sideways in the margin.
I remember you got a bunch of letters, and some of them were kind of sad. Some of them were a little funny, but this guy's letter... When we were looking at, you scanned all the letters that we were looking at, I'm talking on the phone, and I remember us both being kind of, look at this one. Like, he would say, like, a normal sentence, and then in parentheses, going all the way up the margin, it would be like, I've got something in my pants I want to show you. You want to know? Okay, I'll tell you anyway. Like, but this is handwritten.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
I was, like, having a conversation in his head on paper with a scratch. Shit was insane.
No, it was very crazy.
There's two options. Either that dude was completely insane, or it was you. Like, that's the only two
options.
The only, as I've thought about it, I was like, it was either him.
No, it was real.
That guy was crazy as fuck. Like, that guy was, he was like, he would have killed Ruby Mae Tucker.
Yeah, but let's get into the step two in the plan when you got the cell phone and you had that girl write those letters so it was in a woman's handwriting and gave him that cell phone number and told him to leave her a poem on the voicemail. Different times. That whole city was operating without email or Google or anything.
Crazy.
It was all handwritten and in a newspaper you got from the grocery store.
Right. And then the guy started leaving voicemails and they were fucking terrified.
Hey.
Yeah. What do you do? What'd he say? What'd he say? Say something real easy.
Yeah. Hey, Ruby.
But there was some line
come over and spend the night with me. I live alone. He said all kinds of crazy stuff.
again. You do his voice perfectly. But, yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say separately, or maybe even after the end of episode one, maybe between, I'll play some clips from Nathan, from the voicemails he left.
The White Trash Strangler.
That was. That was what we ended up calling.
I'll have to put all that together and put it in a little post. But it's hard to.
Do you still have all those things? Like the.
Yeah, I still have the original letters and everything somewhere. But I have all the stuff also saved digitally. So I could track it all down. But it's. No, it was crazy. But the thing was, it was actually a website just about absurd things in that area. And,
right.
At that time, a lot of crazy stuff started popping off, like, what, some dude raped his mom in a trailer park.
A dog. He raped a dog, too. There was another guy. The dog raping was separate.
I don't know if that happened. I think you might have made that up. But either way, it was stuff like that.
That website is still up.
It might not have been.
I mean, was there.
But either way, kind of got a little play. Like, we were getting talked about, you know, organically. On the internet, like on things like Digs and Reddit, and I don't know if Reddit even existed then, but it was a website.
Whatever was like that.
Yeah, it was basically the Reddit of then, and you know, and we just kind of fizzled out, quit doing.
Yeah, well, it sort of reached a wall where it was like we got all the audio clips. I made that song out of them. That was hysterical for everyone. And then after that, it was kind of like that girl didn't want to be involved anymore. We would have eventually had to step it up to someone talking to him on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it would have spiraled like you said, either like he would be wearing our skin or we were going to get sued.
There was no telling, yeah. And there was like other people responded to. There was a lot of funny stuff. Remember I had that hidden link to all those dudes' pictures?
Yeah, all the pictures. Oh, so many boats.
It was really sad. Most of it was sad.
Super high up, blue jeans up to belly buttons with tucked in press shirts. It was.
I mean, you couldn't have made the shit up. Like the shit I see now, like the pictures they use, you know, to depict crazy white trash people on the internet. Some of it doesn't measure up to the shit I discovered.
No.
Fucking newspaper.
No, it was an interesting journey. It was very fun. It was strange. It felt like, too, it was like, oh, this is the beginning of something hilarious, but we really just kind of got, like, the one big joke out of it, which was the voicemail.
It's one of those
song.
Things where you have to, like, see the body of work in front of it. Yeah. It's hard to put your finger on it.
Maybe there's a way. No, there isn't. I was going to say, maybe there's a way for me to play it right now live, but I'll stick it in. On the end.
Hey, Ruby. What would he? Man, there was something he used to say, and he would say it real. Yeah, do things and everything. Yeah, that was for the song.
We'll see.
What did he say? That dude was fucking crazy.
Never can tell. May do something. That was the one. That was the kicker. That is what I was like. This is comedy gold and probably very dangerous.
Yeah, we should look that guy up. We should, like, revisit the whole thing. How do you think he would take it?
I don't know. I'm sure the man is married with many children. He sounded very stable and young. So.
Right, yeah. He's not somewhere burying a body right now.
No, and he never buried one before that.
Right.
Oof. All right. Well, that was just one of many instances. We talked about it a little bit on the Romero Memorial podcast, but I dabbled with another guy in making a zombie themed cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
That was gonna probably be pretty good, but you know, you can't get good help these days. For some reason, people with full-time jobs don't want to take on the task of animating sounds that took me an hour to record. But it's cool. I did my part once or twice, and then I was able to blame the failure on someone else. So that brings us to the Sports with a Capital F podcast.
We got new power rankings?
Yes, we are. However, I don't believe I had any pre-prepared for this. Maybe we could power rankings. Oh, hold on. Here it is. Yeah, I knew I had something. All right. The power ranking words for today are vanilla, cranberry, Wave.
Yeah. Wave like a wave from an ocean or wave?
I'm assuming, yeah, I don't, because the idea of waving, like shaking your hand, there's not really anything funny about that. Although it is a nice thing that people do. A wave is something you don't experience much unless you're a pirate.
Right.
It's just.
So it was wave, vanilla, and.
Cranberry.
Cranberry. Two flavors.
Yeah. I guess we should take them as flavors because I think they might be easy to rank. I think cranberry is sort of just like a really sorry version of cherry.
Yeah, it is. It's like cherry and blackberry had a baby.
Yeah, and it was not quite as good as either. It was like the disappointment baby. It's the disappointment baby.
Yeah, it is. I can't think of any instance where I've been like,
it's
damn.
Like if this Beyonce and Jay-Z had a kid and it was Steve Urkel. It's that berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember being like, man, this cranberry insert something here is so good.
Yeah, but don't you love vodka and cranberry juice mixed together? Blah.
Oh, yeah, no, man, that's just what I love.
Yeah, it's so refreshing and delicious.
Yeah, it's like, that's what vodka needs is something bitter added to it. But
yeah, and more water. Blah. Yeah.
I think I'll take a wave over all of them. Unless it's like a tsunami.
Yeah, context is important there. But I'm feeling very relaxed. It's 50th episode. I don't think we need to get overly dramatic about the wave. We could just...
Yeah.
Although yeah, it's like a wave does have the potential to cause more destruction than vanilla, but even a tsunami isn't as bad as thinking you're getting cherries and getting cranberries.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's wave, vanilla,
cranberry. We did good. There you go. Power rankings. We knocked it out. Crushed it. Well, all right, man. So do we bring the elephant in the room to close this number 50 out? Do we bring that bad boy out?
What's that?
You talk
about something getting out.
Yeah, something escaped. One of those. One Orenthal J. Simpson was granted parole today. Now, I would like to preface everything I'm about to say by saying that story's too old for me to get that worked up about.
I wonder if he's still trying to get his Heisman back. I wonder if that's like his first order of business.
I certainly hope he goes about it using proper legal channels. I saw on the internet today someone said O.J. Simpson was the greatest L.A. Dodger that ever lived, and I chuckled.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever notice, though, when guys, they kind of slip the big crime, if they ever slip again, they pretty much charge them for the crime that they got out of.
Of course. I mean, it's not funny or really all that interesting, but I stayed in that same terrible casino, that off the strip casino in Vegas. It's called Boulder Station. I stayed there once. When I was TDY out there. There's like a chain of station casinos, but this Boulder one, well, I don't know, unless they want to sponsor the podcast, but otherwise I feel comfortable saying this place was kind of a dump. Yeah, it's way off the strip. It's got a weird gambling area, and then it's got like a dangerous sort of like the floor sort of sinks in a few places with stairs, and you can't really tell when that's coming. Yeah. They have all those little dingy bars in there. Or they did. I don't know. Maybe the place is fantastic now, but neither Las Vegas nor Boulder Station has given us any money. But yeah, that is where the alleged OJ strong arm robbery.
Yeah.
I mean, he was convicted for that, but you alleged convicted. Those things are real gray with that guy.
So some guy was holed up with his Heisman at Boulder Station. Huh? That's crazy.
Well, I think he had a bunch of his memorabilia. I don't think there's any point in actually doing the research on this because everybody's just speculating wildly right now. But I do, from what I remember, somebody had a bunch of his merchandise and.
He went in there to get it.
Yeah, I guess they were to sell it or something. They were in Las Vegas. Whatever. He went in there to go get his stuff. I mean, rightfully, it probably was the possessions of some other people. But, you know, it was his stuff. That guy didn't win that Heisman Trophy.
Yep. He paid the price. I think that Boulder Station casino is close to where Tupac got shot, too, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Tupac got shot way closer to the strip. There's like a Clarion over there, and there's a place I think called Ellis Island. He got shot over kind of by the Flamingo.
No, we might be talking about two different places.
They put
me in a place. It was like a couple blocks off the strip, and it ran parallel. and it was
over there behind Bally's, kind of.
Yeah, and it was real close to where all that stuff went down.
Now, this place is well off the strip down the highways away. Like, if you're coming...
That sounds super familiar, though. I probably stayed there.
From Nellis, it's on the way to the strip, but it's a ways out.
Good old Vegas, man. Don't stray too far.
Don't do too much if you go to Las Vegas.
It's a crazy place.
That's something I've heard. That's something I've heard from some guys who went there. But anyway.
Nice view from the Playboy Club, though, if you can get up
there. It is. If you can get up there, if you find yourself in a situation with some sort of insane ginger character, she'll get you up there. Dude, that's so weird.
It's crazy. So crazy. Weird.
But anyway, that's a story for another time. But OJ's out. I don't know. I mean, it felt like it bared mentioning, but like when you like beat the horse to death, like, well, you know, he was probably guilty. Like, just like revisit that, like the conversation that has happened every day of my life since like sixth grade.
He was the catalyst for like the top blowing off a kettle that had been simmering for quite some time. It was, I was in high school. It was crazy, crazy series of events. And the OJ trial was fucking crazy. Yeah. You know?
Oh, no, that's what I was talking about was OJ, not Rodney King. I was talking about OJ.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it was just a crazy time.
No, oh, but, yeah, no, it was right around the L.A. riots. There was a lot. And, I mean, it was sort of like it was in some ways it was appropriate because of like it was the 90s. Like we were allegedly progressing and it was still a lot of tension. I mean, it still is today. Although as far as like people who get up every day and go to work, I think that they're pretty much compartmentalize their thoughts into their phone. So a lot less action. But anyway, I digress. Yeah. But yeah, OJ's trial was bonkers. I was in sixth grade. I remember they wheeled in a TV. We watched the verdict on MTV because it was the only cable channel that would come in. It was something they made us do. Because, you know, a few years later, I was in a class and they wheeled in a TV and I watched 9/11 happen. And then kind of the OJ Simpson verdict was filed away as another time they pulled out a TV.
Yep. I don't know.
You still there?
It's one of those. Yeah, I'm here. It's one of those. It's one of those. One of those things.
How about
man.
That rant, folks?
OJ's out. OJ's out.
Yeah.
Juice is loose. The juice is loose.
Yeah, and he's 70 years old, and he's coming for you. He's coming for you, guy who's worried about this. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it is weird to me, but I mean,
it's the criminal
so
justice system. I mean, it doesn't work right. Like, you know, and one guy benefited from it briefly, and then he ended up spending time in prison. Whatever.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like the commentary on it. Like, I turned on the radio. And
I couldn't.
I turned it right back off. I was like, who gives a fuck? Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he got his blah 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 blah. He should be blah. He's there. I just don't care.
Nope.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Water under the bridge at this point. I'm sure it's not for some people who were close to the situation. For all of us, I mean, come on. What?
Right. As the news, as far as the news cycle is concerned.
Right. You know, and I just don't feel this like blood pressure rising moment every time I see a news story.
No.
And I don't think the people do who comment on social media. It's just basically they're just jerking off.
Unless it's funny.
Right.
I do always encourage people. But I always encourage people to say something funny when they see a very serious story.
Yeah.
Because what are you doing? What does this have to do with you?
You're trying to make people laugh. That's good. Yep. Any other commentary, let me see it first, and I'll let you know whether you should email it to us at capfsports@gmail.com.
Yeah. Don't there you go, Zuckerberg. We'll go ahead and Kim Jong-un Facebook for you silently.
I feel like I'd do a lot better job running North Korea than he would.
No, I would knock it out of the park.
I feel like you could put me in there and...
You know, you could expand freedoms without having anybody, you know, try to overthrow you.
Although I do like the thing where everyone has to laugh and smile and clap when you come around. I kind of dig that. I might keep that.
Yeah, just hold on to that one. Just a few. You just need a few political prisoners and everyone else would fall in line. Just a handful.
I'm like, look, all right, everything can stay just like it is. Or I can let everything loose and everything. everything's cool, but there's got to be a constitutional amendment that y'all keep doing that. As long as y'all keep doing that part of it, we can eliminate all the rest.
Absolutely. And I feel like,
give me like at least a 4-year term. 4 years where like every picture, that's the most berserk. I mean, obviously there's serious connotations, but to me that shit is just so fucking crazy.
No, it's absolute absurdity. It's insanity. It's, I don't
2017,
know.
2017, it's crazy. Yeah. The generals, though, I don't feel like he has to prod them. They probably are super fucking happy anything that doesn't go wrong. Like, I believe that their facial expressions are genuine.
No, with pictures. Like when they showed those missiles launching and those guys were all right, smiling ear to ear and clapping their hands. No, I bet they were elated, just relieved, like probably urinating in their pants with joy.
Crying and laughing.
Right, because they weren't going to be murdered with anti-aircraft guns.
Right. That's a real thing. He did that.
That is a real thing. We're pretty sure that that was a thing that he did.
Yeah, if you don't know that, you've been living under a rock. But
yeah,
still,
just go look it up. Shit was nuts was like, when that story broke, and it was like a 10-second story in the news. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he was like, you have betrayed me, uncle. Take him out back and shoot him to death with an anti-aircraft gun.
Yeah, like one of those four-pronged ones. They showed what model it was because they had the satellite imagery, and they were trying to figure out why he had these anti-aircraft guns at like a short-range, like pistol firing range, and that was when they determined that that was what he was doing with them.
Now the dude's fucking too much. Woo! The whole situation.
It's absurd. Yep.
I feel like China just kind of sits over there like, yeah. I mean, you know they do.
We all know North Korea's crazy, but I think we probably should wrap this up. It's about 30.
Oh, sorry, 30?
Yeah.
I'm good.
No, I think we did good. All right, well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for 50 episodes. I mean, not that, you know, we weren't going to do it anyway, but thank you for listening at any point if you did or listening to this one. More to come, more collaborations. Shout out to Kingbo Christ for giving us the privilege of having him on our show. I don't know, all my other guests, all my friends, everybody who's come on, there's more to come. And it's all going to be real stupid. And I'm excited. Super excited. You got anything you'd like to say, sir, for 50? Scoot over here a little bit.
Yeah, no, I got you, man.
There you go. Yeah, you don't want to talk too much into the mic, but here we are, inaugural podcast, Sports with a Capital F. We're a little behind schedule on starting, but where would you like to start, sir? You ready to start with the NBA Finals?
Yeah, let's start with the NBA Finals. The NBA Finals. Where bandwagons collide.
All right, well, tell me something about the NBA Finals. What did we see there?
We saw LeBron James go back to Cleveland and deliver on his promises. I mean, I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell.
I'm beside myself.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, the guy went back to Cleveland, to the cities from, did the thing. It took him a while, but he showed everybody that you can't stop him from going to the hole, blocking people's shots, knocking them down, doing all that stuff LeBron does. Won the championship. I'm not going to take anything away from him, and I'll even go out and say that Steph Curry looked like a hoe.
It was an odd changing of the guards in the world of hoes. It was sort of like LeBron had like proven that he couldn't get it done. Steph kind of looked like he was going to continue to get it done year after year because of how hot he was in the regular season this season and in, you know, the postseason last year, but it just didn't work out for Steph. And it was sort of like, you know, LeBron kind of went from like, you know, the long-term apparently whiny baby LeBron.
You know, the problem is we live on planet Earth. LeBron James is 6'8", 250, and extremely athletic. Steph Curry is, 5'8", 125 pounds.
You know, he's a small man.
I mean, he's a little guy.
Yeah, hold on. This is going to get loud because I'm going to move the microphone, but I'm still not recording this. So, all right, there. Well, I don't know. Unless you're, like, being forced to listen to this against your own will and you've been in a basement for the last, like, 2 months, or you're my mom, you probably know what happened in the finals. Yeah. So I feel like we can move on beyond that.
Cleveland won. The Golden State has Durant now. See you next year. Nobody cares. It's fixed. But if, in other NBA news that's way more interesting, the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Brought in a franchise player. Like, we finally brought the guy, and it just so happens to be homegrown talent, Dwight Howard. I don't understand. This is the same guy that had the magic cape. This is the guy. I mean, is he 7 feet tall? Is he 7 feet tall?
He is. My concern is that he's sort of proven to play as if he's in my 5'10", 198 frame.
Michael Jordan played for the Birmingham Barons. Dwight Howard played for the Lakers and the Rockets.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. He's back home. It took him a little, you know.
That's interesting.
It took him a little longer than it did Mike to get his stuff together because he's not anywhere, you know, near the basket than Michael Jordan is. Kyle Korver's going to get a lot of open shots. We're running it through. It's Shaq point two. It's Dwight Howard. It's the Magic K broken back out. It's Dwight Howard. You know, it would have been the thing, but this guy's asking me to wrap it up. So I'll wrap it up. Hawks beat Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals and lose in the finals. To the Golden State Warriors.
All right.
Kevin Durant gets his cheating.
Dude, listen, we've gotten very little done here today, but this is still the podcast. You realize that, right? Like, this is the podcast. We're doing it right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got? We're going to talk about baseball.
MLB on CapF Sports.
And now, it's time for Griff's Fantasy Corner. In this instance, not the corner in his den, where he views pornography.
If you have a bunch of shitty players on your team and you fucked up your draft, which you probably did, then just pick up a bunch of Rockies players and put in that piece of shit you drafted when the other guy's not playing at home in Colorado.
Could you, like, expand on that? Maybe like,
no, I feel like that's what you need.
If
because you suck that bad more than likely. Because I play against you all the time. Just pick up Mark Reynolds and put him in when he's at home. Like, fucking Jesus Christ.
All right.
There's your fucking baseball. And if you're good, you already knew that. You probably know something. I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle. But, like, you probably suck more than likely. So just try that for a while.
And if a guy
pitches in Colorado, don't start him. Like, what the... Like, that's where I'm starting. That's lesson one.
That's a pretty good place to start in week one.
Yeah.
Could you maybe, like, give somebody a player whose stock is on the rise?
Oh, or,
you
God.
Know, no, none of that?
No, yeah, whoever's playing in Colorado. Oh, nobody's in Colorado? Well, then they played in Arizona? No, he sucks too bad. Just put the guy in your draft.
Man, this is, yeah, this is a rough talking point. I feel like we were funnier during the NBA Finals thing. I don't know, are we just done here? You want to just say bye, and this is our podcast, whatever we pull out of this?
I say we listen to it, do it one more time, delete this.
That's absurd. I'm not doing this again.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.
This is Sports.
This is Sports. This is Sports with a capital
F.
This is Sports with a capital F.
Are you going to bed?
No. No.
Well, then we'll listen to it.
But we got to edit it.
Oh, God.